Islamic Relief is a UK-based aid and development agency. It's been distributing medical aid to the Syrian city of Homs since early in March. Habiba Hamid is the chief executive, who spoke to us from Beirut about what she's heard from refugees and colleagues working in Homs.
I met Amina this morning. She was a composed and graceful 70-year-old grandmother, and she looked something like mine would, but her face was lined with worry. She's from Bab Amr. She was telling me that when soldiers came to her house 2 months ago and attempted to rape her grandchildren, they began to scream and scream and scream for help. So she got them together. They're very little children as well that she's got, little grandchildren. She had enough time to escape, bundle them into a car, and she crossed the border herself. So this is a 70-year-old grandmother crossing the border with her grandchildren as a safe haven. She was crying in front of me, explaining how difficult it was and how her neighbours themselves had been killed and their children had been killed. So they're under a tremendous amount of pressure. There was a particularly harrowing case that I came across yesterday. There were two young girls who were raped in front of their mother whilst their father was being threatened on the phone. So the rape was used as a weapon of war, if you like. And it is extremely rare that women will speak so freely about the horrors of rape, particularly as a weapon of war. And it's not an isolated incident. They're very young, 18 and 19, and their brother was also slaughtered in front of them. The mother, understandably, is traumatised. They've refused psychiatric help. And the Syrian government at the moment, as we know, is not allowing unhindered access for any INGOs. But there is still an acute need for medical aid. I spoke to people who had arrived today from Homs. Again, they're under tremendous duress. They've spoken about the medical aid coming from the Syrian Red Crescent is in fact not really medical aid, that the vans are being used by the Syrian security services. There's other cases that they've spoken about where they've said that Syrian civilians are being used as human shields from house to house before each area is cleaned systematically. The other really serious issue for us, particularly as an aid agency, is recognition for the fact that the refugee numbers in Lebanon in particular are escalating at a really rapid pace. There are 1,300 families in Baqa, which amounts to 8,400 individuals. That's double the official figures at the moment. So there's a great disparity between the official refugee figures and what we've verifiably ascertained are refugees. We're helping each and every one in every way that we can, the ones that we've got access to. In the northern area, Wadi Khalid and Tripoli, for instance, there are 3,380 families. And if you times that by five, you've got the number of individuals affected, just under 17,000 individuals. Again, that number is much higher than the official figure. And this is something that we want recognition for, we want assistance for, we want protection for our staff in Lebanon, in Syria, in Jordan, in Turkey. So we're requesting that of the international community to protect our staff, to maintain the pressure and to keep up the pressure for an international corridor and humanitarian access, so that we can continue to do our job. We assessed the risk and we realised that the need is so severe that we sort of had to go in.
At Habiba Hamid, Chief Executive of Islamic Relief. Well, news just coming in on the Reuters wire that Kofi Annan expects the Syrian government to implement the ceasefire immediately. The deadline is now, said Mr. Annan's spokesman.